or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys,
all right, Ron's singing it. We got it, man. What you gonna do when they come for you? Well, we've got it right in front of us, folks. We've got the internment and resettlement operations. How we're gonna manage all those people in the event of a disaster of some kind, economic disaster. I mean, you want to see a bunch
of disasters.
Yeah, you want to see a bunch of ticked off people telling they can't have their money at the bank.
Yeah.
That means no paychecks. That means no cashing checks. That means no getting any of your money out of the bank.
Right.
And they've done it before, and they will do it again, guaranteed. We're gonna use this short segment here to finish up with Pat from the United Kingdom. Welcome back to the show, Pat.
Yes, sure. Well, you've got, I think, organizations in the U.S. like Solutions from Science and things where you can get things like solar panels and energy and advice as to how you can do these things. You need an inverter. You can get them for about $50, $60, $70, which gives you 300 watts, basically, of power at about 120 volts off a 12-volt battery. So you're looking for ways to fill in, to silently charge up batteries efficiently, and to use the gaps in between when you haven't got power, because the problem will be power. Even in third world countries, in Africa, there is still power some of the time. So it may not be a permanent thing, you know. It's just covering in the gaps. So you need that. Obviously, things like, you know, a couple of really good-sized car batteries, 65 to 75 amp hour solutions, which will power the big diesel engines or the trucks, take a big current and can survive a long time on full charge, even giving you several hundred watts of power.
Well, not only that, you know, you can actually call these places and get technical advice to create a system, and as inexpensively, depending on your needs. You know, if you want something that'll run your refrigerator 3 hours and then let it drop offline for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then go back on. You know, I mean, you can manage minimal power to your advantage, and that's something that we really, really need to pay attention to. And Gary made the point that if we don't plan on that grid being there, because I mean, if nobody's getting paid and nobody can get their money, they're not going to go to work. You know,
that's why you got to have a little bit of silver or some tradable commodity that you've got. Just on a couple of things, obviously with things like freezers and fridges, you know, make sure that they're well stocked, because actually keeping it well stocked not only is provision for the future. A fridge freezer will be more efficient. If it's actually full and crammed, it's more efficient than it is when it's half full. So always try and keep it stocked. Another couple of things, I mentioned the inverter. When the system goes down, have some sets of very, very powerful walkie-talkies. You may not be able to use your cell phone. Get the walkie-talkies, which are powered by the 6 or 8 AA batteries or something, the full size, which are rechargeable, and as many watts as possible so that, you know, someone leaves the home that they can keep in touch, and get lots of channels with sub-channels as well, because you don't want people listening in if you can avoid it. Obviously, it would be difficult. So
absolutely,
powerful walkie-talkies, very useful. Very, very useful. They try and limit it. I mean, CB over here is limited at about 4 watts, but maybe less limited over in the U.S. where the distances are much larger. So anyway, look, that's it. I better go, because you've probably got other callers, but just a few ideas and things to expand on. Yeah, Solutions from Science is an organization I've heard about that's in the U.S. They're in Illinois. They have lots of things about food, seeds and fertilizers, food and supplies, survival gear, solar power generators and advice and stuff like that.
Well, that's very good. Hey, Pat, thank you very, very much. It's always good to have you on the show. Thank you for coming back. Please keep coming back. I believe we're gonna go to our first break here. It's nice to have you. We'll talk to you next time.
Good night.
See ya. All right, folks, we're gonna go to break now. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Thanks for listening.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? Has your property or home been damaged? Do you need help now? If you need help in Middle Tennessee, HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. From roofing to building a bridge, HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. Here in Middle Tennessee, we have learned that Mother Nature may not offer the happy ending we hoped for. We've learned to depend on local businesses to bring honest solutions to the community and the companies that reside here. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I approve this message.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Hello, Americans. We're back again. We're talking about preparing for a disaster. And it's not if there is a disaster. There is very definitely an economic disaster headed our way. It is affecting our money. It's going to affect the price of, I mean, when the supply chains start getting choked from a financial disaster, the prices are going to skyrocket, and man, so many people are going to be dead in the water. There's going to be gangs roaming. There's going to be all kinds of neat stuff going on that nobody really prepared for. So that's what we're doing. We are right now on the fine line. This is kind of the last shot to get something done, folks. I mean, it really is. We are there. We've got a number of callers holding right now. We've got Chuck Smith, Chicken Man from Texas. He is a major prepper. His neighbors are taking care of him because he has got his place loaded to the gills with enough to keep his neighborhood going, and he's got them all around him taking care of him. How are you doing there, Chuck?
Well, I'm hanging out, brother, just listening to the show.
Well, I tell you what, we've got so many callers, and that's what's really given this show life, and with you and Gary, we've got Gary Nelson on the show as well, listening in and offering any kind of support these are major people, and Ron has become one, and I am one, and I think what we're doing is a good thing. We've got a caller here that I'd like to take now. Her name is Loretta from Massachusetts. Loretta, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello, Howard. Are we connected?
Hi. Yes,
How
we are.
How are you doing?
Doing wonderful, my dear. I am so glad to hear your voice.
Well, I'm glad to hear yours. I've missed you. My question goes to, I would hope it would help millions of people who are in the same boat as I am. I've been stocking food for months, but I'm a diabetic. I am a diabetic, and there are millions of Americans who are on insulin like I am. What in heaven's name will we do?
Chuck, Gary?
I can't give you specific advice, but I do know this. There are herbs and foods out there that you can change your dietary and supplement that with herbs, and a lot of people are getting off insulin. Now, there's a type 1, type 2, I don't know, maybe type 3, I don't know, but the type 2 diabetes I know can be cured with dietary considerations and supplements. Type 1, that's the serious stuff. I don't know what these people are going to do, to be honest with you. I really don't.
Do you have a site to recommend in regards to herbal treatment so I could stock up on that as...
ask a question here. Ma'am, what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'3", 140 pounds.
Okay. A large part of the problem that we have with our nutrition today is a lack of minerals, where our soil is depleted to the point where even if we get fresh vegetables from the grocery store, they don't contain the minerals that we need.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest, and folks, please believe me, I have no affiliations with anyone that I ever recommend for anything. All right, I'm totally self-sufficient. I don't take any advertising dollars from anybody. There's a company called Longevity.
Okay.
And a line of supplements that I would recommend highly. The health ranger recommends them. Everyone recommends them. The thing is to get the minerals in your body so that your metabolism can operate properly.
Okay.
When we are starved, we get lots of calories. What we don't get is nutrition.
That's right.
The body will
send minerals to be able to operate properly to use the calories it's given. I would recommend that you look into Longevity. Just Google it. I don't have their website or anything. I buy their product. I'm very much on the lean side, and even so, I take them. But people, you must have the minerals.
Right.
You may find that when you start taking these things, and it's not, a week later, I'm not cured, right? We've been all of our lives eating garbage.
We've been being weaned off of the good stuff, and all we're getting is calories and sweetener is primarily.
Right.
Yep.
If we start getting our minerals and we start taking them on a steady basis and begin to get healthy that way, but that's one thing you might try, man, is try and get the minerals, the calciums that you should have from natural sources.
Okay.
I tap this company is because from my studies, it's what I buy. And I don't spend my money with people that I have not checked out.
Right.
And okay. I guess I don't know if insulin stores or if you're able to buy.
Insulin has to be refrigerated.
Okay.
And I do have some injector pens, but they still have to have... they're within a certain range of temperature. You don't have to necessarily keep them refrigerated, but again, I can't get too warm for them because if it does, the insulin is not as good. It doesn't have the same reaction on the body.
Right, gotcha.
Howard?
Yes.
If I'm able to be on next week, let me look into that just a little bit. Over this next week.
Or if you'd like, you could give Loretta your phone number. If I know that both you gentlemen are taking calls for advice, is that still a go?
Sure. Always, anybody wants to contact me, it's 817-688.
What?
Let me start over. 817-688-0079. My email address is SmithFix. My name is Smith, and I fix things. So it's SmithFix@hotmail.com. And if you'd send me an email, and I will do a little bit of digging to see what I can find and get her in contact with the folks that I've been researching recently on health. So we can see about alleviating these problems that they're trying to keep us ill so they can continue to sell us their products.
Yes, well, this is a UN-managed deal is what it is. It goes back to what we were talking about. What was that, Comex apparatus or something like that, that we were talking about a couple weeks ago?
Alimentarius.
The Alimentarius, that's it. And it's the management of the production of food for sale being required to go through all these processes that essentially removes all the healthy stuff and you're left with all the filler.
What it boils down to, it is part of the plan to reduce the population.
That's exactly
GMO
right.
GMO seeds and the crops that come from them are mineral it's so negligent. There's nothing in them. There's nothing
wow.
in them. It's eating food for nothing. Absolutely nothing of
and
biological
pay, and paying
health.
For it. And paying for it.
And mm-hmm. paying through the nose for it. Plus, they infect other crops that you've
yep,
got.
That's right. That's right. They're spreading. Now, we have a number of dear friends we can thank for that, Monsanto and Dow and
yes.
Synergy and a few others. Loretta, thank you very much. I'm going to call you later after the show. I've been meaning to.
That's all right.
If I'm not too raggedy here, we've got a lot of calls ahead of us, and I really appreciate your call. We haven't talked to you in probably almost 2 years, I believe, on the air.
That's right.
And we've missed you, Loretta.
Yeah, we missed you a lot.
Okay.
We're going to roll on to our next call here. We're going to take Rodney from Illinois. Welcome to the show, Rodney.
Hello, Howard.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, this is the first time I've called in your show. I have several tips for your listening audience, but I wanted to make a comment and honor my late father because I owe him a great deal in regard to the subject matter of your show. And he was born in 29, obviously a child of the Depression.
Right.
He related to me many stories about his childhood that made an indelible impression upon me. Not only his stories, but his very lifestyle, that his stories merely gave me a glimpse of why he lived the way he did.
I got you. So he actually was a quite down-to-earth fellow is what it sounds like to me.
Well, down-to-earth as in you've heard of people who were poor as a church mouse, but they didn't know it.
Right.
Because they survived, and that was normal. You know, my father told me that he would, on his way home from school, he was an eighth grade dropout, so I imagine his elementary years, he would collect glass bottles, bring them home, break them up, and fill up a wash tub, you know, a standard galvanized metal wash tub, and they would get a nickel a tub for broken glass.
I'll be darned. Well, there you go. That's a tradable commodity right there, maybe even usable at that. Hey, hang tight here, Rodney. We're going to go to break. Folks, call in 1-800-313-9443 for your prepping report.
Human Food Factor Show is looking for sponsors. If you would like to advertise your service, organization, or your product on the Human Food Factor Show, this is perfect timing because we are looking for you. We can prepare a first-class advertising spot for you at no cost. Then you can take your pick and choose how many spots you'd like per show. We will create a static ad for your business for our website pages and link your ad to your website. If you are looking for a comfortable, effective, and affordable advertising solution, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. This is an aggressive yet affordable method for reaching as many potential sales as possible. Give yourself and our listeners the opportunity to meet you and hear your offer. Reach out and touch someone with an advertising solution that meets the needs of our listeners and your business. Call HRA 615-410-7924. That number again is 615-410-7924.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Let's go!
Hello, folks. We're back again with the Human Food Factor Show. I'm Howard Axtell and
Ron Lewis.
That's right, my co-host here. We're broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee today to the Republic Broadcasting Network out of Austin, Texas, where we're being distributed worldwide. We've had a number of callers today. We're addressing preparation just basics, and we're touching on things that are important, good stuff to write down, good things to think about. Think about the unexpected. What if you don't have power? You know, how are you going to stay warm? How are you going to, you know, don't worry about staying cool. That's something we've done for years, or I should say back in the day, But things that we take for granted.
One thing I wanted to hit real quick. We've been talking about alternative power sources, and if you come up with one of these sources and have lights, I highly recommend blacking out your windows with blankets or whatever.
Completely.
Because if these hordes of whatever are going by and they see lights in your house, that's a sign saying, hey, I'm prepared. Come and get me.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, think ahead a little bit and be prepared for what you don't expect.
Exactly. The thing about it is if you are prepared, you're going to acquire friends, and they'll look like little chihuahuas humping your leg. And it's unfortunate that they did not pay attention. They were too busy out there playing life, and just they chose to ignore the warning signs just to satisfy their playtime. And you can't do that. We right now, we are at the very edge of it being too late. I mean, actually, this show should have happened a year ago.
Yeah.
That's how close it is. Rodney, I'd like to finish you up here, if you don't mind. Do you have anything left you'd like to contribute?
Yeah. Not only broken glass, but my father said he would collect cigarette wrappers and separate the foil from the paper for the foil.
No kidding, huh?
Now, what I'm getting at is, you know, necessity being the mother of invention or the mother of survival. You know, my father did what he had to do. He did what was available, and it became a lifestyle. You know, my father grew, had a family. You know, I'm the number four or five children, and I inherited either by osmosis or genetics much of what my father was impressed upon him through the Depression. So, and not only that, I've always been keen on conversing with children or survivors or those who remember the Depression, because they have a vast knowledge.
They do. They really do. You are absolutely correct.
Well, let me get to a couple of tips. Mountain House Foods is the preeminent freeze-dried food. If you simply do a Google search, Mountain House Foods, 25% off, you will find a Mountain House dealer who is offering a 25% off sale.
That is good advice.
You know, two or three times a year, they can offer 25% off. The big guys don't do it. I don't know why. It bothers me. But if you do that, you can save 25% off on those foods.
Okay.
Solar panels. SunElec.com. SunElec.com. You can get solar panels for 80 cents a watt.
Okay, spell that again.
S-U-N.
Okay.
Sun. E-L-E-C, as in electric. E-L-E-C.com.
.com. Okay,
They have a co-op purchase thing going on right now. Otherwise, you can get them for $1.18 a watt. Of course, this is because, you know, the Chinese have entered the market, and they've blown out the U.S. suppliers, of course. Mm-hmm.
And brings the price down.
Yes.
Rodney, we're going to have to move on, my friend.
That's quite all right. Thanks for your show.
Hang on to our number, and please call back. Yep. We've got a handful of callers here that we've got to get to, and we really appreciate your call.
Thank you, Rodney. That was a good one.
Pardon me?
I said thank you, Rodney. That was a good one. This is Chuck.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Matter of fact, I believe that's the first time Rodney's called the show, and I do hope, Rodney, you'll call back. We're going to go to, hey, fellas, we're moving on here to, we've got John in Waco.
No, we lost John.
Oh, we lost John from Waco. Shoot. John, call us back. We're going to take Alex. We'll take Alex from Florida and see what Alex has to say. Alex, welcome
gentlemen,
to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to ask you if maybe you know anything about, like, if the dollar were to collapse. And I have a mortgage payment. What would affect that? Why would I not be able to pay my mortgage payment, say, for example, if I still had a job? I mean, I'm just out of curiosity.
I'm not sure I understand your question. Are you saying would I have to pay my mortgage if I didn't have my
What I'm saying is, would I be able to? What would the issue be with me not being able to pay my mortgage payment?
Well, they'd lock your money up at the bank. That's what's going to happen. Hey, look, we're going to go to a quick break here. Thank you, John. Just hang tight for a minute. We'll get back right after the break. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. What am I saying? Going to sleep at the wheel here, folks. 1-800-313-9443. We appreciate your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever wanted to hear your songs on CD? Discquick Manufacturing can turn your album project into a professional product, ready for publishers and record companies worldwide. Now is your chance. You can have your project pressed into store-ready albums and never again be embarrassed by a lesser quality product. Imagine all your hard work turned into CDs, giving you the advantage that every new and legendary artist needs to have. Discquick Manufacturing will create your CD project right out of Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. Be the best that you can be. Find us on the web at www.discquickmfg.com for a quote on the finest product manufacturing money can buy. Take your talent to the next level today. Call Disquick Manufacturing Incorporated at 615-410-7924. That number again, 615-410-7924.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise.
Hello, folks. We're back again with the Human Food Factor Show. We've got Chuck Smith, Chicken Man from Texas, major prepper on the show, and I hope he's not getting irritated at me for all the calls we've had and that we've taken, and we've also got Gary Nelson, who's been hanging there patiently, who is also a major prepper. Both of these gentlemen are highly educated, and they have taken the bull by the horns, and they've been prepared for quite some while, and they keep adding to it. They know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, and they're a success at it. We'll tell you what, you guys, let's finish up with Alex here real quick and see if Alex has any more he'd like to contribute. And then we'll get into a three-way, four-way conversation here.
Yeah.
And see if we can't get any. We've got about, 25 minutes left here to get our listeners some really good information, some more solid ideas as far as where to go, what to do first, how to do it. What you should be looking at, real important. And again, we're right on the borderline of being too late.
Yep.
And, had we started this a year ago, I'd be much, much happier than I am now.
Yeah.
But, in any event, Alex, do you have anything more you'd like to contribute?
Well, my main question is, I'm thankful and grateful that I work in the healthcare industry. I'm not rich or anything. I'm very thankful. But my question is, if our economy was to collapse, which it's on the brink of, would I still be able to pay my mortgage payment, or how would that, I don't understand how that would affect me as far as being
I could probably interrupt you right there and just tell you, no, we talked about that for a moment, Ron and I did. No, you're not, because the mortgage company is a bank, and if they close the banks, you're going to be in debt. But there will be no way to pay your mortgage.
You know, the problem is if we have a total collapse, first off, they're not going to be able to pay the mail carriers. So consequently, the mail's not going to run. And if the mail's not running, you don't have any way of paying it anyway, even if you could.
Yeah, exactly. And besides that, it is a bank, and the banks are going to be shut.
Right.
The banks will be shut down. We will not be able to get our money, and they won't be able to get their money.
Exactly.
So in other words, I would have to basically defend my house squatter's rights that I've been here.
Well, and not only that, there's a clause in almost 99% of every contract, mortgage contract that I'm aware of, that they can recall that loan effective immediately in full. And there is a line in almost every mortgage contract that states that.
There is. Go ahead. There absolutely is. And
here's
a point that I've been working on right now, and I've been talking to some financial gurus, so to speak, trying to figure out the fallacy if I have one in my thinking. Don't worry about it. If it hits the fan, okay, and you've got maxed out credit cards and a mortgage, well, join the club. That's America today. However, if you have taken your excess capital, including, well, now this isn't only me, okay, folks? I am not a financial guru, and I'm not saying that this is what I think you should do. If you've maxed out your credit cards on precious metals when the stuff hits the fan and everybody loses their home because they called all of the mortgages, and Congress will support them in this. They will, because they're paid for. They call all of the mortgages. They call all of your credit rates, your interest rates on your credit cards go to 30, 40, 50, 70, 80, 90% because there's now no limit. The last bill that they passed that dealt with credit cards, they said, oh, we're going to protect you from outrageous fees. But in the fine print said, oh, by the way, there's no limit to the interest rate. Okay.
Wow.
All this happens. We're all in the same boat, folks. If you've got precious metals in your back pocket, I think that's a better scenario to be in. Not only that, but when the CRF comes to repossess your neighbor's home, your home, everybody's home, we say no.
That's right. That's right. Just
now,
say no.
Now, my wife and I, we've both tried to close our 401k accounts, and they won't let us close them.
What?
We can stop contributing to them. That they won't let us like withdraw the money even with a penalty.
That is there a clause in your agreement with them that says that they can do that?
I have never heard that. We work with different companies, and apparently we cannot. That's it. They said you have to wait till you're at the retirement age to start withdrawing from that account.
Please call me tomorrow. I want to hear more of this.
What is your number? Hey, Chicken Man, what is your phone number again? I'm going to write it down here.
Yeah, it's 817.
Got it.
688.
Got it.
0079. Now, I go to bed about 9 o'clock, folks, so please call early, but...
It'll be Monday, Chicken Man. Thank you, buddy. You guys have a good night and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you very much, Alex. Make that call. Chicken Man is he is a very, very accommodating gentleman. We thank him for that. Gary is as well, and he is still resting in the sidelines quietly, listening to the hubbub here. We lost John and Waco, unfortunately. We've got Susan from New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, what I wanted to say is that the earlier gentleman was right. Water and wood stove. I have my wood stove now for 2 years. and I enjoy so much cooking on it. And a great company, you know, to get storable food from is North Bay Trading Company.
It's organic
and non-GMO. And most of the storage food, even from, I've bought from the other company the guy mentioned before. What company was that?
Mountain House, yeah.
Yes, Mountain House. And it is, it does taste good, but they do have, you know, the MSG in it and all that crap.
Right, right.
North Bay, you know, they have an organic line, and then they also have another line that is non-GMO. And their 32 bean soup is phenomenal.
So you've been eating your stores as well.
Well, it's so good when I make the first
Well, no, that brings an interesting subject because that's what Ron has been doing, and I haven't touched mine. I mean, I've run out of sugar, and I've got 7,500 pounds of good raw sugar. But Ron says basically if you don't want to just, you know, everything gets shut off and then you completely change your diet to this new food and your body freaks out.
Yeah, it's going to be a shock to your system. I think that's a great thing, Susan. That's what we've been doing. We started stockpiling, if you want to call it, or storing or ever what. And we started using our stores, and then as we use it, we resupply it. And it's
what I do because it is so good and it's such high quality.
Yeah, I know. He brought me a muffin right from his supplies and a bag of powdered eggs.
Yeah,
and pretty interesting.
Powdered eggs. I have my organic my chickens. I have 12 chickens.
Oh, you've got them organic in the shade. Food.
So I don't know if I could eat powdered eggs, but...
Yeah, it's surprising, hon. That's what I thought, too, until I tried it. You take it and mix it up the way they say in the instructions, whoop up some scrambled eggs, and...
I've tried them. I can't, but... Another
well, if you've got chickens, you've got the real deal.
Right.
You know, all you have to
another
do is pay attention to what you feed
storage,
them.
If you know a heavy wine drinker... And they drink the Gallo wine in the last gallon jugs. I had a friend of mine, I would ask him to save them for me, and I drank a few too, to be honest.
You're talking to a wine drinker here now.
I would ask him to save me the glass jug. So I'm one person here, and I have over 40 of them stored. And they're great because you can put them on a in a closet and then put a piece of wood on top and then just keep on stacking them up.
So they're stackable. That's really good. I can't believe how many bottles I've stored, and it's kind of ridiculous. I've got piles of them, but I don't know what I'll use them for, but you know what? Glass containers are glass containers.
Exactly.
And
yes,
all you
so
have to have is good cork stoppers and
whatever they say, and they don't deteriorate.
Exactly.
And then what I would need to do, I'm thinking, is if I needed to use them, I would just put the few drops of bleach. You know, it was tap water. I don't drink tap water. I drink distilled, and I really should replace all this water with the distilled water. But, you know, for washing and even cooking, I mean, if push comes to shove, like you say, in an emergency situation. But, you know, so that's an inexpensive way. If somebody can find out, you know, if they know somebody that does have the glass gallon jugs, and it also does, you know, give you a good idea. Okay, I'm one person, and between the little dogs and the chickens, I use a gallon a day.
There you go. There
you
go. You
know, I have 40 gallons. I'm good for 40 days because I'm limited in, you know, storage now where I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds to me like you've got a really good handle on it. And this is the first time you've called this show, and I'd like you to hang on to our number. We're going to move on here, and we'd like you to call back.
I certainly will. And I would like to tell the people out there, cooking on a wood stove, which I've been doing for 2 years, is phenomenal. You can get the cheapest cut of grass-fed beef, and it tastes like filet mignon.
There you go. There you go, folks. There you have it. Wood-burning stove's a good thing to have. You can't run out of wood, especially if you're anywhere near it.
Hey, John,
I work with him, which I got for nothing. You have to find a farm that regularly has to cut down the dead trees.
There you go. That you can always find wood. There is no doubt about it.
But it's well worth it. It's such a great warmth, and you can't skip.
All right, Susan. Well, thank you very much. Call back. We're going to move on here. We've got, it seemed like I heard somebody in the background there. Chuck, did you have something to say?
Hey, John. I'm sorry, but something has come up, so I'm going to have to sign off. One last lady was right. If you can have a wood-burning stove, outstanding. Touch base with me, brother. I'll be here next week if you want me to come on. Love the show. Take the calls. Don't worry about us blowhards. We're always talking to damn much.
Hey, we just like having you on here because you're very, very knowledgeable, and I appreciate it. And I know 2 hours of dead time is probably right next to bedtime. But I appreciate your availability. Folks, you can call Chuck Smith, Chicken Man, 817-688-0079. If you've got technical questions or anything that he likes to talk about it, and he's got a lot of experience. If you've got any questions, he doesn't mind a call. Also, you can get up on our website, www.thehumanfoodfactor.com. We've got a place up there you can contact us. You're welcome to call us or email us, and I'll take every one of them, and I can direct you to where I think we can get you the best answer. Any questions you may have. Chuck, you have a good weekend, my friend. He dropped. He is gone. He is gone doing that thing. Thanks again, Chuck. Okay, we are here with Gary Nelson. And Gary actually was going to be a co-host today, but we've kind of barreled around him and over him and everything. Welcome to the show, Gary.
I've been sitting here and doing a lot of thinking about what the average person's idea of survival and what they need to survive, and I'm seeing some people are going to get their ass handed to them when times get bad.
Well, you know what? We all are. I don't care. There's always that thing you forgot.
I know I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to give out my phone number and my email address because I see a lot of people needing a lot of help out there. My telephone number is 870-368-3238. 870-368-3238. And I have an email address. It's Gary, G-A-R-Y, Delta Nancy, D-N, numeric 42. Gary, D-N, 42, at Yahoo. And I know I'm going to regret this, but I see a real need here. I'm hearing people talk about battery banks, solar panels, and all this other stuff, and the average person has no idea anything about energy and what is available.
Yeah,
If you don't have a setup that can provide 2 to 5 kilowatt hours of power.
You're wasting your time.
You might as well not even start.
Yep. I hear you there.
If you're going to survive what's coming, you're not going to even be thinking about these things. For instance,
you'll be praying that they work, and you don't know how they work.
Well, the only thing I can say is if you can afford a 100-watt panel, and you can afford a 100-watt inverter, to charge your battery with, and you can afford a couple of batteries, that's fine. And use that to power maybe a small refrigerator. You're going to be awfully lucky. Anything above essential refrigeration as far as electricity goes, you might as well forget it. air conditioning, forget that. You're either going to do a wood stove or you're going to do stored propane. That's the only two energy sources you're going to have.
That's exactly right.
And, yep. and as far as the lighting goes, you can use the Coleman lantern or the Coleman stove for heating and cooking and light. But there's one thing that nobody's talked about that's extremely good, and that is you can buy online these cluster 12-volt LED lights.
Yeah,
and you can take a battery, and you can run those lights for a long time with them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We're going to go to a quick break here, Gary, and we'll come back to you, and we'll that's really good information, folks. We're going to take a quick break, call in. We've got time for one more at 1-800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell. Buddy, you're a boy,
make a big noise. Hello, folks. We're back again for the last segment of our two-hour show today. It's Human Food Factor. I'm Howard Axtell with Ron Lewis.
Yeah, he's busy writing.
And he's busy writing. We've had a lot of callers today. It's been a very good day. We were talking with Gary Nelson here. He's just given his phone number. We've had Chicken Man. He left his phone number for anybody that has any questions at all about where to get, what to get, how to get, how to prepare. 1-817-688-0079. And we've got Gary Nelson on the show. And he is also leaving his number for anybody, because there's so many people out there that we feel need help. And right now, we're redlined. I mean, we're about a year late and a dollar short here. And I'm sure everybody can relate to that. But, I mean, we're right down to the wire before things start popping.
Howard? And,
yes, sir.
If you try to communicate with me on the telephone, you're going to have to call and leave a message. I have a hearing impairment, and my ringer is too high-pitched for me to hear a ring. And so I have an answering thing on it. You can leave your phone number and an appropriate time to call back, and I will return each and every call. If there's enough hours in the day, I have an idea. I've really opened myself up to something here.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't been bad. I know that Chicken Man has left his number a number of times, and he has taken some calls, and they were significant. They were important, but he hasn't been overamped or anything like that. May I go ahead and give that number out?
My number?
Yes.
Yeah, I gave it out. It's
okay, well, I'll do it one more time. This is Gary Nelson. He is willing to talk to anybody that needs help or just trying to formulate a plan, what you need to look at, how you need to store things, you know, just what you can do. And that number is 870-368.
No, 368.
Oh, I'm sorry, 870-368-3238. Again, that's 870-368-3238. Two very good sources for information. And you can also go to our website at www.thehumanfoodfactor.com. You can get a hold of us. We have all the shows archived there as well. So you're able to manipulate and move around, and there's a lot of good information up there. The history lesson, if you want to get back into some history to see who's doing all this and who the players are, it's a really good area to go to as history lesson up on our website, thehumanfoodfactor.com. In closing, Gary, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I see too many people not having the basic covered and talking about bells and whistles that is, let's just look at food right quick. I'll just give you a rule of thumb. If you're in the woods backpacking, you need 2,500 calories a day. If you're sedentary in a house, just surviving 1,500 calories a day. So add up all the calories in your pantry, and that tells you how many days you can maintain. And,
wow, that's very good.
You can
that's
also, a rule of thumb is that you need $1,000 worth of food per person per year, minimum. And in other words, you take the number of years you think you're going to have to stick this thing out, and divide out the number of people, all this and that, and then figure out $1,000 per person per year. And that's going to tell you what you better spend on food first.
Yeah, you got that right. Good rule of thumb, folks. We are at the end of our show, my friend. We will talk again soon. This is Gary Nelson, Howard Axtell, and Ron Lewis. And we're signing off for another fantastic Saturday show, The Human Food Factor.